No small part of those winter months was lived underground by Bird and his men, or nearly underground. They went by tunnel from the administration building to the mess hall. By tunnel, too, they could reach others of the most important buildings. Poking their heads out of doors into the gray blackness of the night, Bird's men were almost sure at times that they heard the singing of birds. Often two of them would look sharply at each other in wondering surprise as their ears caught sounds which were strangely like the shrill, sharp cries of animals. At other times there were curious groans and moans, and even in the shelter of their quarters, sometimes the men caught a rumbling, rolling murmur, which could have been nothing but a trolley car in the distance, except that they knew that there were no such things as trolley cars about. All these magic sounds and more were made by the restless shifting of the ice upon which the houses stood, by the pressure of the water beneath the ice, and by the furious winds which tore constantly at the roofs. These magic sounds would have been even more disturbing than they were if the inside of the mess hall and the administration building had been as dark as was the icy snowfield without. Happily, the Bird expedition brought with it a complete outfit of electric equipment to brighten its Antarctic home.